And by the two dots at the bottom of the page, and then we'll give them an olive. Turn up on it. Another machlok is between Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omar Lasar Kisu Get Leishti. So he appointed, he spoke to 10 people, and he said, Kisu Get Leishti. Okay. Yochel Abatol Zesh Lobifnizah, Dibur Rabbi. So he can Abatol some of the 10 without the other 10, without telling the other 10 that he's being Abatol that.
Other less than 10.
So Rosh Hashanah, Eno Yochel Abatol El Zebifnizah. He asked me Abatol, any one of the ones he wants to Abatol, he asked me Abatol in the presence of all of them. Okay. The mic may flaggy. So what's the machlokes? The edus about the mitzvahs about the kulak may flaggy. The case where a person appointed a group to be edim, and now you retract some of the edim, does it affect the rest? So Rabbi Yisrael edus about the mitzvahs, so let about the kulak. Okay. Therefore, even though he told 10 people to do it, if the other ones want to go and give the get, is that a problem? The get is valid. So once one person is batal, the other 9 cannot continue with the giving of the get. He appointed all of these 10 people to be the ones who are witness to his desire to divorce his wife. And all of them are now given the responsibility of recording that and passing it on. So once one is batal, the other 9 are not valid. Now, it doesn't mean all 10 of them have to sign. It means all 10 of them have to be ready, being roy to sign. Therefore, so what's going to happen is the other 9 lo yodi ba'ozi v'kosvi v'yoyvi, they're going to go give the get. And he has basically retracted his nesinus haget by being involved in one of the shluchim. The other ones are not going to know that, and they're going to be mad to her. So this goes into the cut of the Mishnah that you have to be mevatel it in the presence of the shliach. So that means you have to be mevatel shliach number 1 in his presence, and now it also means you have to be mevatel shliach number 2 in the presence of shliach number 1, because they function as a unit. Okay. Your boy is same up. A second version is the Kuliyama Aidish Ram Sasala Butla Kula. He appointed 10 people. He didn't say that Kulchem kiss with all 10 have to sign in it. So he's allowing any 2 of the 10 to be the unit which does it. So taking away 1 of the 10 doesn't affect the other 9. So what's the issue then? Well, Khan time of the Rishim Gamliel. But the Maisa, the 10 of them were all appointed in the presence of each other. So that Minui, that appointment which was given in the presence of a large amount of people, it's only a valid retraction if it's done in the same type of situation. Okay. Everybody's masking. Okay, Ibor Luhu. So now the Mora wants to know. Kulchem Mao. He said all 10 of you have to be involved in the actual giving of the get. So now, time Rishim Leil Mishum Dikzaber Edish about the Mesalz about the Kula. So he's worried about the bittul of one affecting the other affects the others. Vahani Kimin the Amar Luhu Kulchem. They're not going to go on their own and give it, because they know they have to have all 10. So therefore, there's no chashash over here. So in this case, we could move out to 1 of the 10 without the other 9, and he won't show up, and then we'll give the get. But we're not afraid of them giving the get. If this is a halacha in retractions that they require a certain amount of presence, so even though there's no chashash of how this thing's going to play out in a negative way, but you still need all 10 to remove it. The appointment was given was made with 10 people. You need, so therefore, if he's without the one without the other 9, the retraction is not a retraction. And they could actually go ahead and give the get all 10 of them. So it's a very different way of understanding it. And here's the practical nafkuinity on the two sides. So that's the more, that's machloikas, and that's the two explanations, and that's the nafkamina, which the more gives. Let's see Rashi. Towards the 5 lines up. Omer l'sarbe kisu get l'ishti. Kaimalon, that we have later on this. Unless he says all 10 of you have to be involved in the actual process of giving the get. See, he meant of these 10, one will be responsible for the writing of the get, and 2 of them will be responsible for signing on the get, and that's it. So Rebbe says Yochel Levatel, Mutter Levatel. So it's not only Yochel, but it's Mutter to be about the one without the other. Learn the Shnayim Mehem. Al tiktavuhu, vein ze laker tzakadosh Rabbi Gamliel. This doesn't affect the kind of Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah that retractions have to be done in the presence of the shliach, because you're telling the shliach that you're retracting him. But Rabbi Gamliel says eno yochel shabzu mina tzakana. This also goes into the tekana of Rabbi Gamliel. V'im bitlu ein mevutzel, according to Rashi Gamliel's position, it wouldn't even work. V'im kein makay bez nyofa. Okay. Because he holds, so Rabbi holds ein as well as other labot lekula. Hecha ulachosh, Rabbi Gamliel, lehoshi bezden, limonot lakach, so Rabbi Gamliel never felt the need to address this scenario. Hashem bezum, they take it out of them. There's no concern over here. Why the ozi hanach zloy batal kamayu? If the other ones go, who he did not do the bittul in front of them, they're going. Mistakenly believe that there's still 10 potential people to be involved. If she goes ahead, no problem. Because the bittul of these 2 does not affect the other 8. The bittul of this 1 doesn't affect the other 9. Why is it that he shall recognize? Shemuel says, Bot l'kula. Mafil nishtar u'shnayim shedus in edis v'zel l'bot l'bifneyem bittul afhein. See, even if he left over 2 validated, which theoretically should be able to give the get, etc., and he wasn't mevatel them directly, or them, the other ones in the presence of these, doesn't make a difference. But they're batel. They don't know that. If it's not in their presence, lo yadi the batel. They don't know that they've become batel. Because he reyaver lo uminsav beget pasul. That's first version. Second version says no. The pshat of Shemuel is something else. We don't say the shulchan says the kula. Ve'ein kan gzeira. It's not because we have this concern that it's going to play out in a way that she's using an invalid yet. That's not the problem. Al tzar of Shemuel lo mishum tekanahu. It's el ksaver the ein bitul bitul. It just doesn't work. Achivata b'fnei kula. Ve'ein yochel tekamer. According to this version, it's lavi sura who. It's not something you're not allowed to do, because we're afraid of a problem which plays out of it. It doesn't work. You can't be mevatel unless you have all 10 there, because you need the mishnah for the chol to remove it, to take it away. You also need 10. Okay. So the Mora says, what about the case of kulchem? In that situation, all 10 of them have to sign. Mahu. Me also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shalavato es Echod, Does he, in this, in that situation, does he not allow bittul of some individuals not, in, without the presence of the others? Does he disallow that? So it depends. If time the Rishon Mil hekadol yomer kulchem, when he doesn't say kulchem, is Rishon Lekzaber about the kula. His concern is about the kula. And when there's no kulchem, v'chayish duma ozli hani lo yodi bibitula. So really, once he's mevatel one, the rest are batel. But he's concerned that the other ones who do not know that will go v'yoy v'lo, will give her the get. So if that's the concern, v'hacha leka lemechash l'hachi d'mei the yodi the kulam tzrichim malachtoim. He said kulchem. So they know that they have to wait for all of them to show up and sign. And therefore, they won't give it without the signatures of all of them, which eventually they're going to see one guy is not showing up, and they're going to, so they're not going to give the get. So there's no concern of a woman getting married based on an invalid get. So therefore, in kulchem, you can give out the one without the presence of the others, or do you say duma mishum the kasavar? Okay, that the issue is something which is done with the presence of a large amount of people. 10 people has a certain weight to it, and the retraction requires a similar type of situation. It doesn't work. Therefore, these ones who he was mevatel without the presence of the others, that bittul does not work. They can go and sign on the get, and they can give her the get. Okay. Tashma. Omer l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti yochel abatel zeh shlo bifnei zeh dibur rebbe. So again, tenu over here means that they're going to sign it and give it. So he told 2 people, not 10 people, but 2 people, they should sign in it. So he came about the one of the 2 without the other. Now, so the Gemara of Hoshnayim, one of the 2 is not going to go ahead and give her the get without the other, because they need to aid him. So Shnayim is the equivalent of saying the Chikuchem Domu. It's equivalent to saying all of them. All of them have to sign. So 2, but intrinsically, always both of them have to sign. So here's a situation where there's no Xeru. There's nothing to be afraid of. That, well, you know, the Zubin and Shimon, he says, you 2 are going to be the Adim to sign and give the get to my wife. Later on, he's mevatel Reuben without telling Shimon. So what are you afraid of? That Shimon's going to give the get by himself? He'd write the get, sign it by himself and give it? Obviously not. So there's no Gezer over here. And so Rosh Hashanah says it doesn't work. So you see, even in a case of Kulchem, or even in a case of Shnayim, where there's no Gzeira, still he says you can't do it, which means he holds that Adim, which are appointed in the presence of both of them, has a different weight in the appointments, and the retraction requires both of them. So you see that we have the Pshat and Rosh Hashanah. If the concern is there's this halacha of the case of the Braisa before was Lasara. So even in Lasara, he holds the same way by 2. You need the presence of both because there's a certain way to an action done in front of an action done in front of 2 people is more weighty than an action done in front of 1 person. So the retraction requires 2. And an action done in front of 10 is even more weighty than an action done in the presence of 2. And you need all 10. Versus no, it's not a riot. Amar Rashi, Ibe Edik Siva, Hachi Nami, Hachi Ma'askinan Be Edik Halacha. If the case of the Brisa was Edik Chasima, So then you're right. There's obviously no concern that one will do anything without the other. Here means Erik Hasim. Right? Because they have to sign on them. They're not going to sign one without the other. One can write it without the other, theoretically. Right? The surfer can write it without any Adim there. That's not the problem. The problem is they can't sign it. So if it's a question of the signatures, obviously one is not going to sign without the other. There's no gzeira. And if you're telling me you cannot do the bittul, even though there's no concern, obviously the problem is that it's a question of the authority and the power. But that's not the case. The case over here was Edi Halacha. Now, Edi Halacha, he could mean one of the two, not both of them. They don't both have to go. It means of the two of you, one of them, go and give the get. So now the gzeira is a gzeira. So according to the Rebbe, you're mevatel one, the other one sells the right to give the get. According to Shingam Leo, we can learn the pshat is, when you're mevatel one, the other one is bottle. But he doesn't know that, and he's going to go give the get. Now we have problems. Now you have a gzeira. So there could be that's the problem. And Hakadam Mistabra, and Ravashi says that it's a Mistabra, that's the case of the Bryce, it was not Edik Siva, Edim that he wants to sign, but rather Edik, we're talking about Edik Halacha. How do I know that? Because the Tony Sefer, the Bryce continues and it says, but if he appointed each one independently, then he came about to each one independently. See, I'm talking about Erich Halacha Shaper, but talking about Erich Halacha, that makes a lot of sense. Right? Eliyahu Erich Siva, if the case was Erich Siva, so it's Mimi Tsarfi, they're not a good Edis. He's expressed his rotzen to that he wants to divorce his wife. So two Edim have to know that that's his rotzen and then proceed. And that's what they're going to sign. These two Edim know that that's his rotzen, the divorce, and they sign. So they witness this declaration together. So there's two Edim on the declaration. But over here, there are two Edim, but each one was made aware of it independently. So they're not mitzarf, but the Edis, Homer Mar, Edis Mitzarf, Sachi Yerushnam, Keachot. They need to witness it together to be a valid Edis. So if someone ate Edik Siva, that case wouldn't work, period. So must be talking about Edir Halacha, and therefore the Reish is no longer a Raya to our Shiloh. Where it says no, this how can I, your Ravashi gave the more brought a raya, and the more Ravashi came along and said that there's a way to understand the braisa that's not a raya. Then he said, not only that, I'm going to prove to you that my pshat and the braisa is right. So as opposed to by definition, a raya is 100%. I'm proving something, I'm going to have to prove it. If there's another possibility, it's not a proof. So as soon as Rashi gave a second possibility, how to learn the Braisa, so the proof is not a proof anymore. But on the other hand, it might be saying something to our Shiloh. The Morris says, no, it's talking about something else totally. I'm going to prove it to you, it's talking about something else totally, that it's totally irrelevant to our Shiloh. Not even a Havamina that's relevant to our Shiloh. The more is not going to slug up the proof that Ravashi is bringing that his pshat is the pshat. It could be a pshat, but it's not the pshat. Because Dilma, Kribishu ben Karchas Yerluhu, Kribishu ben Karchas holds that Adim, which witness independently, can be mitzarif together. So this that you're proving, that the case has to be talking about Edik Siva, the case cannot be talking about Edik Siva, it has to talk about Edik Halacha, because by Edik Siva they must witness it together, so the whole Brisa can't discuss the case of one without the other. No, that's not a Raya. It could be talking about Edik Siva, and they're valid one without the other. I'm sorry, they're valid one being appointed without the other one. Two separate appointments is valid. Okay, Zakt Rashi. And a yachal levatol. No, sorry, yachal levatol. Mahavi pitul. Veins that kosher liyos oid aid bedaver ad she seveyu. So he would need a new appointment to be an aid. So that Rishim Lilith holds that aid that you were mevatel is not batel. He can continue. He can proceed with the ksiba and the chasima of the get. Now the Mor says v'hashnayim. The case of shnayim, by definition, requires both. So two, by definition, the same thing as saying I need all ten. The kulam tzrichim lachtem. There's no gzeir over here that he might do something. The other one might do something by mistake because of his not awareness, because he won't do anything on his own. So there's no gzeir over here. And still kamer and a yochel avatul. So Almer Rabban Shimon lavi surakamer ela eno bitul kamer. So he means to say it doesn't work. There's a certain weight to an action which is done in the presence of more people, and that requires a greater act of retraction to remove it. Okay. Summer of Ashi, so to write our Shiloh, Mor says, no. What is the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The Mor says, Domer Ashi e Hani Shnayim, Edik Siva, Bechasima Haim. If these two people are Edik, the Edim which are going to sign, so you know what? Hachinami, the mother of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Yachal Avatel, then Rabbi Shimon would agree that you can avatel the one without the other. Ubitil a bit on the bitzel will work. The time of Mishum Gzerihi, because the Pshat Rabbi Shimon is not because this new din that a retraction requires greater presence. No, it's because of the Gzerah. And over here, there's no gzeir, there's no concern. One aid could not contemplate the possibility of signing and giving it by himself. So we're not afraid by being mevatel Reuven, with Shimon being unaware that Shimon will not be aware and go and proceed on his own because he can't. So what's the problem? But the case over here was Eidei Halacha. It's a case of the Kamer Hacha the Shnayim. I get nitten lehem liyos shluchim ulamoyser lo. It was given to them to be the. It's already written, and he's saying, "Go give it." The Hacha Kamer Lachad. Also, either the loyada umasala. Over here, there is a concern that one might proceed without the other. Shane's the edus shiu shnayim srichim liyosham el shlichus. He didn't make them edim; he made them shluchim. Loyada the bala shichus. So he does, and the second shliach. Kerner Rishungam Leo doesn't realize that there's a problem. The Shechusha Shabbatlam, he says, about the Kula. The Keheka, the Batli Lahai, Batli Lahai. So what Rishungam Leo is saying is, if they were appointed as a group, once one is removed, the other one is automatically removed from his position as well. But he doesn't know that. Okay. Hachinami istabra. Shimlil says, "I'll prove to you that someone ate a halacha. The made a halacha kamer. But time Shum chashasha dim ozli high lo yada v'yoy v'lo. That the whole concern is he might go and give it based on a mistaken notion that he's a valid shliach still. Because the sefer says, Amar zeb b'fnei atzmo." In the original appointment, it wasn't done as a unit. Only to one. And then because of Omer Lechavera, and then he tells the second one also independently. So he gave the get to Reuven. So listen, you're a shliach to go deliver the get. And then he goes to Shimon afterwards. You know what? I gave Reuven a get to give to my wife. You can also be the shliach if you want. Each one separately. And if he's without one of them, he's botul. Shim girshes it, and he begirashes. So if he's without Reuven, and Reuven would continue and proceed against what the Baal said, it wouldn't work. She's not a sheikh anymore. But Shimon could go ahead. The original appointment was independent. He's not part. So he can proceed with the shlichus. Fine. So Rav Ashi finishes off his thought. See if the case of Eddie Halacha Shapa Ikur LeMeimer, it's a valid idea to have a scenario of Armel Zeb if Neatzmi. Jane's Edus Yitzarchu Liroy is Oli Shmoyah Edus Tchila Keachet. It's not Edus which requires that they're both present at the time of the what they're witnessing. In shlichus, each one can be separate. Eli Amrit, Eli Chasima, Ha'edus Gemura Binan. They need Edus. Me Mitzarvi Kiyomer Lezeb if Neatzer Lezeb if Neatzer. It's not that when he informs one individual for his ruts in the divorce, and then informs the other person also his ruts in the divorce. So two people know that he wants that, but they do not hear it together. It's not a valid Edus. As your shteim kechad, so edus, we need both to see witness the edus together. So if it's a case of edei chasima, the case couldn't exist. The Gemara says no, it's no raya. Kishum and karcha the pligi poligal beperik sheni the ksuvis with sanhedrin v'amr afilu zebe ba'achazet. They each one can witness it separately. Okay. Something more. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Shemata Minei Derbi Abba Tarti. So I heard from we have two arguments between Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So I heard from Rabbi Abba in regard to these two arguments that there's two halachas, Chadak Rebbe and Chadak Rav Shimon Gamliel. Well, Yadana Haik Rebbe, Haik Rav Shimon Gamliel. I remember he didn't pass in like Rebbe in both cases or Shimon in both cases. He split it up. But I don't remember which one applied to which. So we have an argument in regards to our Mishnah. If it gets us the Kana, he's about to the Shliach in front of a Bezin, not in the presence of the Shliach, doesn't work. The one argument, Bidi Evid. And the second argument, if he tells 10 people, can you about the one without the other? Okay. So, Rabbi Yosef, next the Anan. Let's see if we can figure it out. Let us see. So, the Chiyosa Rav Dimi, we have the Rav Dimi who came from Eretz Yisrael, told us, Omer Maisa v'Oser Rebbe, Kedibra Chachamim. Now, the Mishnah over there has a machlokes that Shuma Dayanim, that they're getting involved in a scenario in regards to a loan, collecting a piece of property, and they have to make an assessment of the value. And they made an assessment, and their assessment turned out to be off from the market price by a shtus. So, and they went and took the property and sold it, got the money, and so is that sale valid? So, the Chachamim say that if it's off by a shtus, it's mikra batel. Thank you. it's mikron batel. The sale is invalid. Rebbe says why? Because him came a kabes and yafa. Because if you don't say the and Rebbe says that their sale is valid. Why? That. One second. Rebbe says over there that. Right, so Rishim Lilavir says Makai Bezin Yofa, that once it's done by Bezin, it has a certain amount of powers. Even in the case where there would be a din of a law, that it would be more than that there would be a din of a law that the Merkur should be bottle, the Merkur is not bottle. The Chum say the Merkur is bottle. They got involved in a law, so I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Rishim Lil says Makai Bezin Yofa. So Reb Dimi brought a story where Rebbe went and said like the Chachamim that the Mecher is bottle. And over the thought of Rebbe Prata, Benoisha Rebbe Elazar ben Prata, Ben Benoisha Rebbe Prata Hagadol, it came out Chabez and Yafa. Because of Rebbe, Vasa Rekurim Meshim and Gamliel. So Rebbe said, oh, that's a good point, Makai Bezin Yafa, and therefore he said that the sale is valid. So he accepted the argument of Makai Bezin Yafa. So the Gemara made a hawk of Shem Gamliel. So in the two cases over here, the first scenario is a scenario of Makai Bezin Yafa. So we see that even Rebbe accepts that argument. We have to say to Mistabra that over here we're going to paskin like Shem Gamliel, that the Tekan of Rebbe Gamliel Zokin is so powerful that you can't override it, because otherwise Makai Bezin Yafa. So in the first Makhloik, because we paskin like Shem Gamliel, it means in the second Makhloik, because we paskin like Rebbe. So the second argument of Omer La Sora, Yochel Vatel Zeshel Mezeh, we paskin like Rebbe. The more is going to bring it up. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up tomorrow.